Blog Talk Radio.
The following program contains material which may be considered offensive to some listeners and outright disturbing to others. The views, opinions, positions, or strategies expressed in this program are solely the thought property of Art Underground, who accepts no liability for the content of this program or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided. This program will contain strong language, pervasive writing, thematic elements, mild turpitude, and general insanity. Listening to the program may or may not induce and or cause headaches, migraines, difficulty breathing, bleeding of the nose, mild antisocial personality disorder, failing faith in humanity syndrome, temporary blindness, sudden panic attacks, confusion, rapid pulse, dizziness, hissy fits, loss of appetite, and may even induce fits of rage. And while listener discretion is advised, the host is apathetic, unconcerned, and uninterested with any of the above problems that you may experience. We simply could not give less of a shit if we tried to. Enjoy!
There's a storm coming. Are you ready?
Are
you prepared? You damn well better be.
Having little issues.
Is this storm here?
Here?
She ain't nothing like you've ever seen before.
No, exactly.
Straps and hold on tight.
Give me a moment.
Just gonna be
I tried to follow this straight
ride.
Down. Okay, there we go. All right, welcome everybody. This is American Renegade. I'm your host, Art Underground. It is May 29th, 2020. And don't know if you can hear in the background a report taking place out of California. Not exactly sure. I think it might be San Jose. I'm not sure. Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, Michael Lowe, right now is doing an interview live as you see over here. I'm doing, you can't see it on recording all of this, just for prosperity's sake. I thought I'd try something a little different, try to work out the technical glitches, try to do some visual archive. And so this is kind of like a trial run. In the background there, but doesn't interfere with broadcast. But I've been following right now I'm watching several streams. I've got two streams for Atlanta, I've got a stream from California, a stream from Minnesota, something on hold, and a stream for downtown Houston, but for some run. Don't know why I can't get it to run. But I've been following this as best as I could while I was working outside, trying to get seen. I've been working about 4:30 in the afternoon, so I could get a shower and come in, sit down and watch some of these live streams here. And Sam, he had some idiot walked up to a line of cops, got the cops. The next thing you know, he's in a fist fight with like five cops. In Atlanta, about 4 minutes after 9 right now, it's roughly right around 8 o'clock in Atlanta, we had a bunch of idiots smash some windows. I don't know what these people were thinking. You know, here is what I was getting last night. When I said, I get people wrangling. I get that. I realize that. I mean, have a right to that. What happened with George Floyd? You know, same thing with Gardner in New York. you know, I can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. There's no excuse for any of that. Period. End of discussion. And I've got a clip here. This article up to now is Biden calls the federal civil rights probe into COVID death. Presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden on Wednesday condemned the death of an American. I can't breathe. It's a tragic reminder. It's not my fault, but part of the strange systematic cycle of injustice still.
Which is life matters, as much as anyone's in the country. We should sit there, watch life taking the same time, and do it in the same way. Yeah. Tragic times, not much of it, but a part of the brain, something like a justice, cuts a very spot. I shake the belief. All Americans, rights, and it sends a very clear message. Black lives matter. And the independent Department of Justice civil rights. We have to get the we have to ensure justice. Title II, as a nation, you know, we know better. We have to eradicate these.
Well, there you have it in his own words. And you know, here's what I find a little bit disturbing. I'll get something he said here. But we have him just a week and. Really, to take any of this out of it, it's actually really always worked. But that was a conversation that George Biden had with Joe Biden had some and it was covered on the Associated Press. A little bit. Some of the cities that have been protested so far, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Columbus, Ohio, downtown Houston, San Jose, LA, California, and now Atlanta, Georgia. These are the areas where we've seen protests for several days. Got a clip I'm going to play in a little bit of unarrested. And let's do that now. Okay. I've said several times on this podcast and on various. That the First Amendment is under assault. Well, if you don't believe it, just listen to this.
It's not law. It's the conviction of the law enforcement behind you is why people have been out on the streets protesting behind this law. Hang on. Being arrested here? They had us here. Speaking with State Patrol. Back to where you'd like here. We are live.
What we're listening to right now, this was yesterday, CNN. And his entire group arrested five helping them. Trying to get out of your way. Where you want to go, we'll go there. Not good enough. Because the American stop all. Now, you heard him tell him we're live air and right now. And the thing is, he's got his credentials, you know, little laminated car about the size of a driver's license size. And you see people at various, it doesn't matter. We don't know that you're really with CNN. So we're going to arrest you. I mean, what the hell? And but First Amendment, it is under assault. First, we had, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, where you had to get a permit to gather. Not witness to that, because of various different gatherings that I can see back in the 80s. And they started, I'm willing to wait by rambling somewhere. And there's a big cross one side. What? I don't believe like they do, but I'm not going to go tell them they got to take it down. It's ridiculous. That was another attack. And now with this virus thing, you're right to freely assemble down and going. And they're on the radio saying, we got to do something or we're going to lose the front of the building. They ended up burning the damn police station to the ground. And then there was a low. What do they call it? A low-income house development that was being built. It wasn't finished yet. They burned it to the damn ground. The logic in this. We got George Biden, or Joe Biden, you know, talking about black people facing threats every day. Hell, I face it every time I go into monitor the chat room and all. And so the computer I use, the chat room, such a computer I don't use, my documents and notes. So right now I can't do chat room. So don't bear with me. Well, we got Jesse Jackson. Black people are under attack. Even more. I came out of the king group. All right. First of all, Dr. said during a that he would be supposed to step up and tell black people, do not get violent. That's the way. George Floyd, the latest to be killed by cop. I'm angry. Mr. Martin Luther King was not caring. I bet y'all didn't know. Dr. King was part caring cop. So would okay, but you can go for a damn jog, man. Like, what the fuck? And then we got, what's his name? Ice Cube? I guess his name Ice Cube. How much? That ought to get it. How much? How long we go until a black time until we get back? Isn't it interesting? Think back during the campaign, we had people like white man say anything even remotely kind of say, I'm called a racist and I'm called violent. And you know, that brings me to the comment that Trump made when he talked to the minister saying, y'all need to get together because if you don't, there's a guard in there because the looters use violence against people. What the hell do you call Donald Lincoln talking about open season on whites? What do you call that? What do you call this dumbass bitch down there President the Black Panther shortly after the march, when he was trying to beat the shit out of George Zimmerman. They had a feed coming from Denver, a live feed. I walked a couple of feet. I'm up on top of this statue now. This is a statue that sits up on top of the Capitol. And it's a statue of the Capitol, just now, with rifle in hand. And it was this protesters attacking the police in California. As I watch, idiot motherfuckers. Getting out in the middle of the goddamn street. I mean, seriously, I was might have something to do with it. I don't know. I guess I got too much stuff going on. I'm hearing fine on my end, though. My audio is fine coming through. My live feed it sounds fine. There we go. Damn son of a bitch. Can't get my damn mouse to work. Seems to want to work. Now we, oh, God. I guess tonight's just fucked. Screen just went blank. Now I got nothing. I don't know what the hell's going on. I can still hear on my audio. I don't know what's going on with my computer, though. The whole screen just went blank. Well, I guess tonight's episode has been fucked. Failure to display security and shut down options. I don't know what the hell that was about. But the whole damn computer just froze up on me. Okay, now I'm getting my icons and stuff for back. Everything is shut down. So now let me see if I can check my recording. And the weird thing was I checked all of that before I went live and everything was fine. So I'm going to check it all again. My levels show me at 100%. Show me at 100. So everything is. Nope, everything's fine. So I don't know. I just checked my mic levels, and I'm at 100, so everything is set right. Still nothing. I think you did something with your mic input last time. Nope. I don't know. Try to refresh, I guess. Try to refresh your computer.
the browser, rather. But anyway, I guess since I'm not doing the live feeds on there anymore, I'll open this one up and see if I can't get my dashboard. Start a new session. Media. Studio. Enter studio chat. Okay. And now we close that down. Move that out of the way. Alright, so now we got that out of the way. Let's low turn down my live feed. So anyway, I don't see how any of this shit helps the cause. I really don't. Because burning down buildings and all that stuff, attack, getting into fist fights with cops, lighting police cars on fire, burning down police stations, burning down a low-income housing development that isn't even finished yet. I mean, where does any of this make any sense, and how does it help your cause? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But I have said, and, you know, I guess I really can't. I'm not saying that Ice Cube is wrong with his comment. You know, how long do we have to stand for this before we strike back? I'm not going to say that he's wrong by saying that. Because I've been saying kind of the same thing, only I've been saying how much will, because I don't play that race game. I don't have time for that stupid. For me, it's how much more can the American people take before they say enough of this bullshit and they say time to fight back, time to strike back. Now that's where I stand. And I've been saying this for a long damn time. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe this is the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, it's, you know, we've heard, I got some tweets here. God. Let me see. Shannon Watts. When white America, this was one tweet from Shannon Watts. I don't know who she is, but she says, when white Americans show up with semi-automatic rifles at state houses, Donald Trump encourages them to liberate their cities. When black Americans protest the shooting death of unarmed citizens, he calls for them to be shot in their cities. Shannon, you dumbass bitch, let me explain something to you, all right? Since you're obviously too fucking stupid to figure this out on your own. There is a difference between people standing in front of a state house, chanting at the top of their lungs, armed, yes, exercising their Second Amendment rights, and their First Amendment right to protest against unlawful, unjust, and unconstitutional orders. But they're not doing anything that could be considered illegal. They're not being aggressive. They're not destroying property. And they're not lighting fires, and they're not starting fights. Okay? There's a difference between that and a bunch of jackass son of a bitches lighting buildings on fire, lighting police cars on fire, smashing police car windows, getting into fist fights with cops. Do you see the difference, you dumb bitch? Or are you still too fucking stupid to figure it out? West Side Fairy Tales, it's a hell of a name, but they tweet, if the president deploys a military force into a civilian area on the pretense of suppressing protests, action with violent force, it is incumbent upon every true American to react to that force with equal and greater violence. Such times are what the framers envisioned in the Second Amendment. All right, you pansy, candy-ass, faggot motherfucker, because with a name like Fairy Tales, you either got to be a woman or a faggot. So let me explain something to you, you ignorant fuck. Again, there is a difference. People lighting fires, destroying buildings, destroying property, getting into fights with cops. And this is the exact kind of behavior that warrants a very strong hand. And I'm here to tell you, if I was the governor of the state, I would have already unleashed the National Guard on these cocksuckers, and I would have put the little bastards right where they fucking belong. And if my jailhouses got filled up, motherfucker, I got a bunch of goddamn empty schools and stadiums and all kinds of empty buildings that can serve as detention centers. And I got a whole lot of motherfuckers just itching to go to work. You're goddamn lucky I ain't running the fucking show. Because my officers would not be responding as they did in Minneapolis with rubber bullets. They would be firing live fucking rounds, killing a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers. That's right, goddammit. I fucking said it. And if you don't fucking like it, you can suck my fucking balls. I'm goddamn sick and tired of this bullshit. When I started doing this, I never thought I would get to this point where I would become so goddamn angry that I would resort to this level. But you ignorant fucks out there have pushed this bullshit too damn far. So when President Trump says that get your act together or I'll send the National Guard in, Mr. Trump, you have my full support. And if a bunch of ignorant fucks die in the process, sucks to be them. Maybe they should have thought twice before they went out and started pulling this kind of bullshit. In the chat room, could be hired provocateurs not letting a crisis go to waste. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But see, here's the thing. You can say the provocateurs are responsible. But that does not relieve the individuals who went along with it from their responsibility. They chose to participate. They are adults making their own decisions, and they chose to go along with it, so they are just as goddamn guilty. Because your friends jumped off of a fucking bridge doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because a bunch of ignorant-ass ignorant fucks want to light buildings on fire and light cop cars on fire doesn't mean you have to fucking participate. Just because some ignorant little bastard wants to climb up on top of the Civil War monument and spray paint it doesn't mean that you have to go along and do it. If you do, you're just as fucking guilty as the provocateur. I don't fucking play that bullshit. Guilty as fucking sin. You went along with it, you're just as damn guilty. Now, getting back to this bullshit with Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to come up with this goddamn bullshit about federal investigation of civil right violations. Hold on a fucking minute. We had 8 years of Barack Obama, black man, Eric Holder, black man, and a whole host of other high-ranking officials all across the country, black people and people of color. Where the fuck were your civil rights violation investigations of Eric Gardner? Or the little 12-year-old boy who was shot by a cop because he was playing with a toy gun? Or any of the other, not including Michael Brown. That motherfucker had it coming. But there were a whole host of others during the Obama administration that were killed unjustly. Where the fuck were your civil rights violation investigations then? You fucking hypocrite bastard. Joe Biden, you're a disgrace. All you motherfuckers out there talking about we need more blacks in high in positions, high level positions in order to get rid of this systematic racism and get it all under control. Minnesota, you have the chief of police is black. His number two is black. The majority of the police force is black. The majority of your city council is black. I believe your state attorney general is black. And on and on and on. You got a whole host of black people and people of color in high-level positions, but yet you've not done anything about systematic racial bullshit. Fuck you! You suck my fucking balls. You got what you wanted. You wanted a bunch of people of color in high-level positions so that you could get this problem under control. You got what you wanted. What are you bitching about? You fucking people make me sick. Now, there are some people who have said that the Posse Comitatus Act should apply if Trump wants to try to call in the National Guard to get this under control. Well, folks, I hate to break your damn heart. I'm going to speak to you as someone who's been studying the Constitution and law for over 30 years, since 1986. That's 33 years. Quote, whoever, except in cases under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or Air Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws, shall be fined under this title or imprisonment not more than 2 years or both. The Posse Comitatus Act does not apply to the U.S. Coast Guard or the National Guard. Title 32. Or state actor duty status. Although the Posse Comitatus Act does prohibit, only the Army and the Air Force from performing domestic law enforcement activities, and this under 10 U.S.C. Section 275, which requires the Secretary of Defense to prescribe regulations to prohibit members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, or the Marines from direct participation in a search, seizure, or other similar activity unless participation in such activity by such members is otherwise authorized by law. Department of Defense Instruction 3025.21 implements the prohibitions required under the Posse Comitatus Act and 10 U.S.C. Section 275. The National Guard and the U.S. Coast Guard are not bound by Posse Comitatus. They can be called up at any time by the governors of their respective state. Here in Georgia, Brian Kemp, Governor Kemp, could only call up the Georgia National Guard. Alabama or New York, North Carolina or Florida or anywhere, only in Georgia. Okay? But the president can call up the National Guard in any damn state. And he can call up the Coast Guard if he needs to. The Coast Guard and the National Guard are not bound by the Posse Comitatus. Go read Title 32. Go read 10 U.S.C. Section 275. It's all right there. I just told you where to find it. If you ain't got the time to go do your own research to verify what I'm telling you is true, that's your problem, not mine. Yeah, where in the chat room, where were the civil rights people when they murdered Finnegan? Remember? Mr. Finnegan, where were civil rights violation when they killed all those people at the Branch Davidian complex? Where were the civil rights people when they killed the Weaver family at Ruby Ridge? I could go on and on and on. Where were the civil rights people when the Bundys were under siege? Folks, there's no end to civil rights violations. But yet, not a word unless it's a black person. Or, I mean, this has been about a 40-minute fucking rant? Folks, I could do this for hours. This is what I'm good at. It is really hard for me to do a family-friendly for 1 hour, let alone 3 hours like I do on Spreaker. But what you just heard tonight, I can do this for hours. The guy that put up the money for a 1-year subscription on BTR to get me started, he'll tell you, I can go for hours like this. Not a problem. And I'm sure a lot of you never thought I could talk this way. But this is how I talk in real life. When I'm out and about, this is how I talk. I'm not the polite guy that you've gotten used to. I'm a loud, nasty, vulgar bastard. That's why I said, if you're easily offended, this is not the broadcast for you. It's a good thing tomorrow's Saturday, which is my day off, because after this bullshit, I need a day off. All right. Sunday, Spreaker.com. The channel is Ideas Are Bulletproof Radio, 7 p.m. Sunday, American Renegade with Art Underground. 3 hours. I'll be polite and family friendly, of course. On Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Suzette Live Talk. Wednesday Night Instrumentals with Art begins at 7 p.m. 3 hours of your favorite music, karaoke style. Thursday, RZ's Thursday Tunes, playing for you a selection of some of his favorite music. Spend a night with Smokey on Friday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, as he plays for you some of his favorite music. And then on Saturday, 8 p.m., RZ's Free Speech Zone, and you never know where he's going to go with that. Hamestrap in the chat room remembers when I spent 7 hours just talking about circumcision. And I went biblical on that one, remember? I actually brought up Scripture, the Old Testament, the covenant with God, with Abraham, the whole deal. 7 hours. Folks, I have no problem doing this. I'm good at this. I've gotten, since 2009, I have gotten real good at this. I can be polite for many hours, or I can do what you've heard tonight. And tonight, I had to do a PG-13 broadcast because I just so damn angry today. I needed to vent, and so this was my chance to vent. For those of you who toughed it out, I want to thank you for joining me. I hope it's been insightful, informative, maybe even a little bit, a joke in the chat room. Yeah, you were a cut above or a cut below. Depends on how you, you know, depend on where you're standing or sitting or kneeling. Anyway, thanks for joining me this evening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And remember, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they work to intimidate you, don't ever be afraid to stand up, speak out, and let your voice be heard. I'm Art Underground for American Renegade. Be safe out there.
Now you're gonna make it, you're free.